This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. A special NIA court in Mumbai today acquitted all seven accused, including former BJP MP Pragya Singh Thakur and Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit in the 2008 Maligaon blast case. The NIA court in its judgment said that the prosecution failed to prove the case and that the accused deserved the benefit of doubt. The court has said the provisions of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, were not applicable to the case. The court also directed the Maharashtra government to provide compensation of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of those killed and 50,000 rupees to those injured in the incident. On the 29th of September 2008, 6 people were killed and 95 others injured when an explosive device strapped to a motorcycle detonated near a mosque in Maligaon city. Talking to media, Ranjit Nair, advocate to one of the accused, said the prosecution has failed to prove the allegations against the accused.
कोर्ट के सीधे से ऑब्जर्वेशन ये है कि आरोपी के खिलाफ सबूत नहीं दाखिल कर पाई प्रोसिक्यूशन, इस वजह से कोर्ट ने निर्दोष मुक्तता कर दिया है. हमारे पास किसी भी अक्यूज के पास में किसी भी बॉम्ब के ट्रेसेस नहीं रिकवर हुए.
इन्फॉर्मेशन एंड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग मिनिस्टर अश्विनी वैष्णव इज ब्रीफिंग मीडिया न्यू दिल्ली on key decisions of cabinet meet today. We now take you live.
तो ये साइंटिफिक तरीके अपनाने से किसानों की इनकम में सुधार आता है. इसीलिए जरूरी है कि इंटरनेशनल स्टैंडर्ड्स पे एक्सपोर्ट्स को बढ़ावा देने के लिए फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स की स्थापना की जाए. तो आज के फैसले में ओवरऑल आउटले बढ़ाया गया टू 6,520 करोड़ रुपीज, और उसमें से 1,000 करोड़ स्पेसिफिकली रखा गया 50 इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स एंड 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स के लिए. इसमें विशेष ध्यान दिया जाएगा जो डिफिकल्ट एरियाज हैं, विशेषकर हिली एरियाज हैं, नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न स्टेट्स हैं और एससी और एसटी के बाहुल्य वाले क्षेत्र हैं, उन पर विशेष ध्यान दिया जाएगा. पिछले दशक में फूड प्रोसेसिंग सेक्टर में एक सिग्निफिकेंट चेंज आया है, एक रेवोल्यूशनरी चेंज आया है. आपके सामने ये डेटा है, फूड प्रोसेसिंग का, प्रोसेस्ड फूड प्रोडक्ट्स का जो एक्सपोर्ट है डबल हो गया, $5 बिलियन से $11 बिलियन हुआ. एग्री एक्सपोर्ट्स में फूड प्रोसेसिंग का जो शेयर है, प्रोसेस्ड फूड का जो शेयर है, 14% से 24%.
The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 4 p.m. while the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 4:30 p.m. following opposition uproar over various issues. When both houses reassembled at 2 p.m. to take up further business, the opposition members continued with their protest, following which both houses were adjourned. Earlier speaking in the House, Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, criticized the opposition for staging a walkout during the reply of Union Home Minister Amit Shah over the discussion on Operation Sindoor in the House yesterday.
The opposition parties had demanded for a discussion and to elicit the information from the government on Operation Sindoor. However, when the opportunity came, the opposition parties in Raj Sabha chose to walk out without listening to the Home Minister. Therefore, the demand of the opposition parties yesterday was clearly displays a double standard.
President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first convocation of AIIMS Deoghar in Jharkhand today. She will felicitate gold medalists and meritorious students during the convocation ceremony. The president will attend the 45th convocation of IIT ISM Dhanbad tomorrow, where she will felicitate 20 gold medalists among others. The nation is paying homage to its great revolutionary and freedom fighter Shahid Udham Singh on his 86th martyrdom day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the immortal son of Mother India, saying the tale of his patriotism and bravery will always remain a source of inspiration for the countrymen. In cricket, India will look to level the 5-match Anderson-Tendulkar Test series as they face England in the final and decisive test at the Oval Ground in London today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. With that, we end this news bulletin.